AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Right now we're focused on locating the vessel.
U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger in sound from WCVB on the search for a sub that's gone missing on a trip to view the wreckage of the Titanic.
I understand from the operator that there was one pilot or submersible commander operator on board and that there were four mission specialists.
He says it's supposed to be able to sustain those on board for up to 4 days. Scores killed and wounded in shootings across the country this holiday weekend. Lisa Dwyer has an overview.
The shootings happened in cities and rural areas alike. Bullets flew in Idaho and Washington State, as well as Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles County. One state trooper was ambushed and critically wounded in central Pennsylvania. Commissioner Christopher Paris with the Pennsylvania State Police.
Mr. Stein got out of his vehicle and fired several rounds from a long rifle into marked patrol cars.
Another was killed by the same gunman.
Trooper Jacques Rougeau, age 29.
He had been on the force for almost 3 years and was married. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's been a day of damage assessments across the South after violent weekend storms. Multiple tornadoes hit Mississippi, killing at least one person. Hundreds of thousands without power amid sweltering heat. And Norman Hall reports Tropical Storm Brett has formed in the Atlantic.
Forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the Eastern Caribbean by Thursday and the Dominican Republic and Haiti by the weekend. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Brett is expected to strengthen over the next 2 days, reaching Category 1 hurricane strength of 74 miles per hour by Wednesday night as it nears the Lesser Antilles. Because of wind shear, the storm is not expected to strengthen into a Category 2 storm. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. As the Juneteenth federal holiday draws to a close, Julie Walker has a closer look.
The holiday's traditions are facing new pressures. Political rhetoric condemning efforts to teach Americans about the nation's racial history. Black heritage researcher Robin Caldwell says there's a clear educational gap
in understanding what freedom actually meant within the context of, say, July 4th. We can just absorb ourselves into the concept of the country's founding and independence. But even at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, you had signers who were enslavers.
Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned they'd been freed. 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, I'm Julie Walker.
And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre offered this.
It's about remembering history, not erasing it. It's about reading books, not banning them.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.